Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, I'm joined by Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman. Mayor Peterman, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
And thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You know, every time we have you in, we're always talking about something fun going on in Helper. And this time, it's something that I know a lot of people are going to be really excited about. You guys are re-merging the Main Street and the Arts Festival nonprofits together into one entity. So that's something that I know it's caused a little confusion before in the past, but now they're all back together.
That's right. So this new board will actually be very community driven. It's not a city organization. It'll be a standalone nonprofit, but it will be a key city partner. It'll be refreshed, redefined. We want to encourage new community participants, collaborative. We want to share resources across organizations, and transparent, informative, and accessible to just anybody. If they have a question, oh, I want to have an event and close the street, what do I do? This would be the group to talk to.
You know, it's going to be really nice to have them combined into one body again. And like you said, transparency, that's something that I know has been very big in the public eye. So that's something a lot of people are going to be happy to hear. Now, to help kick this off on April 22nd, you guys are kind of holding a town open house. Is that correct?
That's right. So it'll be held at the Helper Auditorium from 5:30 to 7. It will be a come and go. So you're not missing anything if you can get there at 6. We'll go through a presentation. There'll be kind of stations with board members from those two past boards talking about the change, applications, defining job responsibilities. We'll have Main Street America state participants to talk about that program and why bringing these two things together will be such a positive for the community. And the new board's not named because they don't have new board members yet. So we're excited to get that done and see what they want to do with this.
Now, looking from the mayor's perspective at this, what benefits are you going to see from these two bodies joining together?
Well, I think what it does is it centralizes a lot of questions that come up from people. It will also build, there's an arm of the Main Street program that is organization, so it will build a body of volunteers to help support events, to help promote. So it's really going to be kind of a one-stop shop in the way of helping people navigate how to do things in the community that they'd like to do. Clean up the Riverwalk, for example. That'd be the place to go.
You know, and I really like how central this is and how community-oriented this is. This is something that gives people and Helper a chance to get out and get really involved in the community. I mean, it's a chance for them to help shape what Helper is going to become. And I think that's something that a lot of people are always after. And again, that open house is going to be coming up on April 22nd, 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the Helper City Auditorium. And again, our guest, Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman. Now, in addition to that, lots of fun, as always, out in Helper. I think one that I personally am very excited about, having spent the weekend there, is softball and baseball back in the city.
It's been amazing. I was there Saturday as well for the second game that they won. Yay. So just lots of fun. Very positive. I'm hoping we're filling the bleachers enough for both teams and that people are really enjoying it. I know I see citizens who are there who maybe don't have young adults that are playing, which makes me feel good. It means Helper's really embracing it.
You know, seeing those bleachers as packed as they were, it's truly incredible what you guys have been able to do with that field. And it's good to have that piece of Helper history back in the public eye, because you walk around that field, it feels like a hallowed ground, especially for fans of baseball in the city.
Absolutely. We're thrilled to have USU Eastern playing and excited for the next couple of years. There's still a lot of work we want to do, so you're just going to see year-over-year improvements there.
You know, the last thing I kind of wanted to hit on you with is you had a fun visitor a few weeks ago, and that was with Dirk Burton. He's a mayor up in West Valley City, and, you know, down in our neck of the woods, that's pretty impressive.
You know, he was actually biking from West Jordan to the Utah League of Cities and Towns Conference, which is taking place midweek this week in St. George. And he just stopped in and went by City Hall and said, "Where's your mayor?" And we got connected and had a great discussion. You know, the problems we have in rural, really, it's very similar to what they're experiencing up on the Wasatch Front. It's about water. It's about infrastructure. It's about affordable housing. So it was nice to hear that resonated, that they don't have all those answers just like we don't. Like, we're not being left out of the discussion.
You know, and it feels like sometimes we get into that us versus them mindset, you know, rural Utah against the big city. It feels like we're always at odds with each other, but it's good to see that you guys were able to kind of connect on common ground and find those common issues that are impacting people statewide.
Absolutely. And again, it is definitely statewide. So just to get that connection is a really powerful one. And, you know, it gives me another avenue to exercise when talking to people up at the Wasatch Front about the challenges we face. So I'm excited for it, and just was a, you know, serendipitous meeting. It wasn't planned. He just showed up and we had lunch.
Now, Mayor Peterman, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
No, just please come out April 22nd. I will also point out that I believe tomorrow or Wednesday we'll have all of this information up on the Helper City website as well. You can access the PowerPoint, the job responsibilities, the application. So if you can't make it, it will actually be on the Helper City website until April 22nd.
Well, Mayor Peterman, thank you again, as always, for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman. We're talking about an event to celebrate the re-merging of the Main Street and Arts Festival nonprofit organizations. An open house is going to be held on April 22nd from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the Helper City Auditorium to help get the community involved. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m., or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.